It's a long fly ball going back, back. And the ball shatters the sky, bringing the ocean itself down into the stadium.
I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling. Thanks to you. It's got about 18 million cracks in it.
Broke the dome.
Well, check this out. Now, as you can see here, there is a reflection on each side of the glass bowl.
We went out over the water in this lake and tried to defend it. It was so super saline and dense that the substrate couldn't go down it.
And everything we see when we look up in the sky exists in sort of a dome.
Now, one thing I really want your generation to embrace is that the Earth is a closed system. We cannot leave the Earth. There's no place to go. There's no place to go. There's no place to go.
The pitcher, steroid Santa Claus, kicks and deals. It's a long fly ball going back, back. And the ball shatters the sky, bringing the ocean itself down into the stadium. Oh, Simpson just broke this dream's reality wide open.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
This image that you're seeing right here, science calls sun dogs, but it's nothing more than the sun's own reflection in the glass firmament above. And I've demonstrated and showed you guys just like this right here. This is all you're seeing. You're seeing the sun inside of the glass firmament.
Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and as a molten looking glass? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
In biblical cosmology, the firmament is the structure above the atmosphere of Earth, conceived as a vast solid dome.
As you can see here, in the right conditions, the sun will reflect all the way around the dome.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so.
Okay, for those of you not familiar with what this is, these are called sun dogs. This is what science tells you is the sun refracting its light through ice crystals in the sky. And if you look up, you'll see it all the time. I capture it all the time. But let's listen to what the news media and scientists claim that it is.
Sun dog is one of those phenomena that you see around the sun. This is just an image I took off of the internet. The sun here in the middle, and you get these false suns or parhelion on either side. You can kind of see there's a halo attached to this. We talked about the lunar halo on Wednesday. Same process here. High thin cirrus clouds that are made up of ice crystals that are of a particular shape, six-sided hexagons. And when the light from the sun, or in the case of the lunar halo, the reflected sunlight passing through the crystals, they act as prisms, essentially. They bend or refract, and you can then bend the visible light into the different colors of the spectrum. And this is what produces these kinds of effects. Now, when the ice crystals are generally variously aligned and kind of evenly aligned, that refraction tends to be fairly even and you get the halo. When the ice crystals are a little bit more vertically aligned, then that refraction or bending of light tends to be more out in the horizontal. That's what actually produces these little false suns. You can see these kinds of solar optics really anytime during the year.
Okay, what I'm going to be using for my demonstration today is simply just a glass bowl and a lighter. Now, what I'm going to show you is what you think are sun dogs, what science tells you are sun dogs, which are the sun's light refracting through ice crystals in the sky. Well, if that were the case, then they'd be all over the sky in different spots, but they're not. They're always the same distance away from the sun, one on each side. And every now and then, you'll see the one right over the top of it, right in the middle of the dome, the firmament. So what I'm going to show you is it's nothing more than the sun's reflection off of the glass firmament above. Now check this out.
Now, as you can see here, there is a reflection on each side of the glass bowl from the light source. Now, as the sun makes its circuit around the earth at one point in time of the day, you will see it reflecting off the firmament. I've caught it several times on camera and I've showed it to you guys several times. If it were ice crystals, it wouldn't be the same distance away on each side of the sun and only the same two spots every time. And now, as you've seen in the news footage, the scientists told you that it is caused by ice crystals refracting the sun's light. But I am showing you, it's simple, it's really, really simple, that it is caused because the sun is reflecting off of the firmament. You could try this at home for yourself. It is really, really simple, guys.
So now you know that the only way to get the reflection on each side of the sun and above the sun, like you just seen, is in a containment. The sun is contained inside the glass firmament.
Very interesting. It's a double rainbow.
Right. You know, well, first of all, a double rainbow is one thing, but to get a lightning bolt and capture
it,
that?
Yeah.
That it took such a setup atmospherically to get something like that.
That's amazing. I love that shot. We're inside a cooling tower at the Satsop nuclear power facility, which never went online. This is where the steam that's produced by the facility would be released and cool as it goes up. Because of the shape of the surfaces and because they're hard and reflective, we get an echo, a very severe echo. We're still trying to understand it ourselves. This is the first time I've ever experienced anything like this.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! Everybody calm down. This is not fun. When you make a sound and a surface is far enough away that it returns that sound to you such that you hear it as a distinct occurrence, you hear it as a separate event.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Amazing.
At one, but basketball at four.
Yo! Yo! That sounds insane. Echo! What the f***? Right, balloons. Let's do it. Three, two, one. That sounds f***ed.
God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
Make a sound and a surface is far enough away that it returns that sound to you such that you hear it as a distinct occurrence, you hear it as a separate event. That's called an echo. When you make a sound and a surface is far enough away that it returns that sound to you such that you hear it as a distinct occurrence, you hear it as a separate event. That's called an echo.
Hey! Hey!
One of the strangest places on the ocean's floor was only just discovered in the 1990s. And Mike DeGree is one of a handful of people to ever see it in person.
Without a doubt, one of the most amazing things that I have ever seen in the bottom of the ocean, and it was while filming for Blue Planet, it was in the Gulf of Mexico. I noticed there's something out in the distance. Couldn't tell exactly what, but it looked like a dark band. And as we approached it, the dark band became a donut. I saw this donut that was black in the center. What the heck is that? And so as we get closer and closer to it, I noticed that the black band had what appeared to be kind of steam over it. And then I looked, and there was water lapping against the shoreline. This band was a ring of mussels. And inside the ring of mussels was a lake. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm already underwater. We went out over the water in this lake and tried to descend in it and bounced off. It was so super saline and dense that the submarine couldn't go down it. We literally bounced off. And as we bounced off, we sent ripples heading back to the shoreline.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so.
We went out over the water in this lake and tried to descend in it and bounced off. It was so super saline and dense that the submarine couldn't go down it. We literally bounced off. And as we bounced off, We sent ripples heading back to the shoreline. It was insane.
Coincidentally, a few days after this aired on the television that he had made this discovery, when him and his friend were flying the helicopter, it exploded and he died.
It was this delta that sparked Mike DeGree's interest in underwater filmmaking. DeGree became famous for his work with Oscar-winning director James Cameron filming the wreck of the Titanic. He was working on a new project with Cameron in Australia when the helicopter he was flying in crashed, killing DeGree and the pilots.
The curving horizon, the sloping sea level, the spin of the Earth. Unless you can see these phenomena with your own eyes, they may not be true. Unlike what we've been told in school, the Earth looks like a snow globe, round but not sphere. The North Pole is at the center of most flat Earth maps, with the ice of Antarctica holding everything in.
Well, new this morning, all our lives we've been taught that there's little doubt that the Earth is round, of course. We've seen the images from space, but not everyone's really convinced.
There's a whole group of people who are not convinced. Some common themes are the Earth is not a sphere, as you said. It's not moving. We are not spinning on an axis or revolving around anything. And biblical literalists believing the Earth and everything we see when we look up in the sky exists in sort of a dome. And everything we see when we look up in the sky exists in sort of a dome. And everything we see when we look up in the sky exists in sort of a dome.
Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and as a molten looking glass? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
And hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
Although we were able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it. The light is shining through like never before.
Now, one thing I really want your generation to embrace is that the Earth is a closed system. We cannot leave the Earth. There's no place to go.
And that is why every rocket or shuttle launch that you've ever seen in your life on TV always curves off, because there's a firmament. There is no place to go.
Bill, there is no big glass dome over the Earth. But Bill, There is no big glass dome over the Earth.
Now, one thing I really want your generation to embrace is that the Earth is a closed system. We cannot leave the Earth. There's no place to go. There's no place to go. There's no place to go.